This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and we begin today with the latest in the process to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. In emotional testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford revealed the details of her accusations of sexual assault against Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The FBI is now looking into those allegations and other reports of excessive drinking by Kavanaugh, and they have 1 week to complete the task. After that, senators will vote on whether to confirm the judge to the highest court in the land. For her part, Dr. Ford told the senators that she was positive about the events she remembers back in the summer of 1982.
With what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
Judge Kavanaugh, however, firmly denied the allegations.
None of these allegations are true.
Correct.
No doubt in your mind.
Zero. I'm 100% certain.
At the urging of Democrats and three Republican senators, the White House ordered the FBI to perform a limited additional investigation on Kavanaugh. But Democrats argue that the FBI's scope is too narrow. The FBI was directed by the White House and Senate Republicans to interview just four people, including a second accuser, Deborah Ramirez. Here's the president speaking to the press over the weekend.
I would expect it's going to turn out very well for the judge. There's never been anybody that's been looked at like Judge Kavanaugh. I think that it's going to work out very well, but the FBI, I believe, is doing a really great job. They have been all over already.
And the president said that the White House has not limited the FBI's scope.
Yeah, they have free rein. They're going to do whatever they have to do, whatever it is they do. They'll be doing things that we never even thought of. And hopefully at the conclusion, everything will be fine.
We now turn to two people who understand exactly what it takes for the FBI to investigate allegations of this magnitude. Jerry Williams is a retired FBI agent and host of the FBI Retired Case File Review podcast. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. And we're also joined by Brad Moss, a national security lawyer who represents people within the intelligence community who are going through FBI background investigations and addressing security clearance actions. Hi, Brad.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you both for joining us. Jerry, let's start with you. We've heard a lot about an investigation, but what kind of investigation are we talking about? I've heard it described as a supplemental background check. Can you help us understand?
Right. These are normal parts of the FBI. We do background investigations for federal judgeships. I've actually, during my career, been assigned as the case agent on a federal judgeship case. They're called SPIN investigations, special inquiries. And so this is not anything new. This is what the FBI, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, but this is part of what the FBI does.
And just to be clear, Jerry, what is it that the FBI is looking for in this special investigation?
They're basically gathering all the information about a person's background to assess whether or not that person is able to be granted a top secret security clearance. And so they're looking for anything that would deny them that ability to get that clearance. So they're interviewing employers, they're interviewing neighbors, they're interviewing friends, they're looking at medical records, educational records, you know, just trying to assess this person's background. That's already been done for Judge Kavanaugh.
And so our understanding, Jerry, is that they're only allowed to, the FBI has been directed to just speak to four people. And those people, as we understand it, are Mark Judge, whose name came up repeatedly in last week's hearings, PJ Smith, a high school friend of Brett Kavanaugh's, Leland Kaiser, a friend of Dr. Ford's from high school, and of course, Deborah Ramirez, who we've heard a lot about. Why is it limited to these four people?
I have no idea whether that's correct or not. I did just hear your soundbite from President Trump, where he said that they're all over the place already, which would indicate to me that they've done more than just these four interviews. But I can understand the wording of limited in scope, because again, the background investigation, for the most part, has already been completed. So they don't need to redo the background investigation, but they do need to assess the allegations that have been brought forth right now. So it is limited in the sense that they're just looking at those. But for any FBI investigation, whether it's a criminal investigation, which this is not, or a background investigation, agents are going to follow the path where the investigation takes them. So if they conduct these initial four interviews and they find that there are additional leads that need to be set, I am sure that that information will be given to the White House, and I'm sure that the FBI will be allowed to continue their investigation.
I'm speaking with Jerry Williams, a retired FBI agent, and Brad Moss, a national security attorney, about the FBI investigation into Brett Kavanaugh. Brad, I want to bring you in here. What's your take on the scope of this investigation?
Yeah, so I mean, I have some concerns, and obviously, as Jerry noted, we have some kind of conflicting reports here on just how limited or not limited this probe is going to be. So the way I've seen it from my end, as the private attorney, is that if new, you know, adverse and credible information has arisen that forces the FBI to reopen the probe, once they've gathered those peripheral details, depending on the circumstances, and here it'd be gathering statements from these other individuals who are talking about the extent to which Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge were, you know, used to drink a lot back in their high school and college days, getting the statements from people like Ms. Ramirez and possibly Ms. Swetnick, that gives a lot of the peripheral context. That's where I have seen some re-interviews done of people who had already been interviewed in the past as part of these background checks, really just to kind of address these discrepancies that have popped up. I mean, in the end, you know, the basic background check is kind of like very much just on the surface. It's whatever they've already had reported by the individual who's being investigated, as well as whatever has been documented in such as like a criminal history. And with Judge Kavanaugh, there was no obvious criminal record tied to these issues, so they may not have come up. It wouldn't have been something they necessarily would have found in the initial background check. But now that these additional details have come up, those are the kind of situations where I've seen that the FBI will do some re-interviews, not trying to, you know, get people caught up in a Perry Mason, Law and Order type moment, but try to resolve the discrepancies in the factual record and see if it produces new leads.
Well, we obviously the FBI has been given a week to complete this investigation. Brad, is that enough time, in your opinion?
It depends on whether or not we're putting form over function. I don't think Jerry would ever have liked the idea of having a, you know, very strict time frame put on her ability to conduct an investigation. The investigation goes where it goes. I certainly think the FBI has the resources and the competence and expertise to do it within a week if they want. But I'd be concerned if there are, in fact, additional leads that come out of this. If there is a need for additional interviews and additional investigation, whether or not this arbitrary time frame is going to restrict the ability of the FBI to truly do its job here.
Jerry, your thoughts on that? I mean, as Brad mentioned, as a former FBI agent yourself, is a week enough time?
I believe so for the initial investigation. Again, as Brad mentioned, you know, if there are leads that are developed from this, or if there are people that they weren't able to contact, maybe somebody was out of the country or unavailable, you know, there may be a few leads that cannot be addressed, but if all of that, it does not occur, you know, if everybody's available, then yes, they can complete it in time. Remember, the FBI is used to deadlines. They're used to short deadlines involving life and death situations such as hostage takings and kidnappings. And, you know, our system of setting leads for our agents throughout the country and our 56 field offices and our several hundred resident agencies is well-oiled machine. So if leads need to be made, as soon as they get the information and they coordinate that with headquarters, additional leads will be set and they'll be completed, you know, as quickly as possible.
Brad, and I'm wondering, you know, obviously these types of claims are really difficult to investigate. We're talking about something that took place in 1982. What do you think the FBI is looking for to corroborate any of these claims? And what happens if they find out that this is, in fact, true?
Well, some of it comes into these peripheral details, some of which you heard in Dr. Ford's testimony, trying to corroborate issues like, you know, the circumstance which she ran into Mark Judge at the Safeway, you know, a few weeks after, something they can verify, they can request employment records from a corporation like that, presumably with Mr. Judge's consent. I mean, there's a lot of peripheral details they could probe, they could try to pull documentation on, they could try to re-interview some of the relevant parties that would have known Judge Kavanaugh, would have known Dr. Ford about the circumstances of this particular time frame in 1982, just to get additional details. But it really depends here, again, on how in-depth they want to truly run this probe, or if this is just going to be something that's done on the surface, that's really just trying to placate the lawmakers who've raised concerns about a due process issue, and whether or not they are truly going to going to try to get down to the nitty-gritty details, or if this is just an idea of trying to get everything done within the auspices of the FBI asking instead of just Congress.
Jerry, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, because I think that's a point that comes up with this. Is a week enough time? We've said that, yes, for the FBI, that could be or should be enough time. But what else? Is this really just a show, or are we expecting to find something that could move this conversation forward? And if we do, then what happens?
Well, I don't think anybody's expecting to find anything. They're just going out to gather the information. The FBI would not be looking for anything in particular. They're just going to be talking to people. And if they develop something, then they're going to proceed with that. And remember, this is not a criminal investigation. So any records that we're looking for, as Brad mentioned, are going to be obtained through a release form, where the person who those records are about will release the company that has those records so that we can look at them. There'll be no subpoenas issued.
Brad, any last thoughts from you?
Yeah, I agree. They're not going to make a finding of this. These allegations were credible or not. They're just going to outline all the details of what they found, and it's up to the White House and the Senate to decide where to go next.
That's Jerry Williams, retired FBI agent and host of the FBI Retired Case Review podcast, and Brad Moss, a national security lawyer. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, it's your turn. Over the weekend, a lot of you called us to weigh in on the Supreme Court confirmation process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
Clemente Vera from Miami, Florida. Why wait all this time? She could have brought that up when he was judge any time. I'm going to tell you why she waited till this time. Because this was the biggest audience. I guarantee you in a month, 2 months, there's going to be a book out for her. This is a money-making scheme.
If only Judge Kavanaugh had been honest and stated that he could not remember what he did or did not do, that would have shown some integrity and some character.
My name is Lynn. I'm calling from Saugus, Massachusetts. And I really don't think that Dr. Blasey Ford proved her case. She seemed very unconfident to me. On the other hand, I feel that Brett Kavanaugh seemed very confident and very passionate.
Hi, this is Melanie from Sarasota, Florida. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up on the Supreme Court. And the sad thing for our nation is that most men of power don't believe that what he did was assault. And that's why it's going to be okay in everybody's mind, but not ours. Not the women who've been victimized in the past and who are raising, hopefully, sons who will never do that again.
Hi, my name is Pat. I'm calling from San Francisco, California. I do not understand why we seem to think that Judge Kavanaugh deserves this promotion. Somebody who yells and screams and talks back to female senators, he does not have the temperament, the humility, the empathy to be the face of our country, both to Americans and to others around the world.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.